Okay, good morning everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our Shabbos Kodesh class learning. So we haven't met for a while because of Chag HaPesach, but Baruch Hashem, we're back. So I hope you had a meaningful and uplifting and rejuvenating spiritually Yom Tov. Welcome back to our Shabbos Kodesh class learning. So we are going to be continuing in the Sefer, but just by way of introduction, I would just like to look at one pasuk with Rashi and then a short quote of Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch in this week's parasha, Parshas Kedosha Mechutz Arts, just by way of introduction that deals directly with Shabbos. So I'm going to screen share right now. Okay, so Shoshana, right now you're the only person I could see. Can you see on my screen that I am in Vayikra Perek Yotas? Okay, thank you so much. So this week's parasha in Chutz Arts is Parshas Kedoshim. And how does Parshas Kedoshim begin? After telling us to be holy and revere our parents, the very next thing we are told in Parshas Kedoshim is about Shabbos. So let's look at the screen together. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, I'm in Perek Yotas, Psukim Aleph through Gimel. And Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael, you should speak to an entire assembly of the children of Israel. Amarta aleihem, and you shall say to them, Kedoshim tiyu, you shall be holy, ki kadosh ani Hashem elokeichem, because I, the Lord God, am holy. So the first thing is we have a command to be holy, okay? And then why? Because Hashem is holy, and now the Mefarshim speak up exactly about what holy means and how you fulfill this directive, which is not the focus of our class today. Ish imo v'aviv tirao, after this general category of you shall be holy, what are the first two commands of Parshas Kedoshim? First of all, ish imo Aviv Tiro, a man shall revere his father and his mother. The Ashab Sosai Tishmu. So right at the beginning, you have to know what to be holy includes, and you have to know that you must guard the Sabbath. Ani Hashem Elokechem, I am Hashem your God. So if we look at Rashi, which I have over here, Rashi questions why the mitzvah to revere one's parents is put right by Shabbos. Why are these in juxtaposition? Like we know, topics in the Torah that are put next to each other are not a mistake. So Rashi says right here, okay, V'ashab sosai tishmu, so look at Rashi on this side of the screen. Rashi is quoting the Gemara like you can see right here. Samach Shabbos l'mora av, the reason that the Torah put keeping Shabbos next to revering one's father or mother, lomar, to tell you, afol pisha hisarticha l'mora av, even though I warned you over reverence for your father and your mother, im yomar l'cha chalal et ha-Shabbos, if your parent tells you shall profane the Shabbos, al tishmalo, it's forbidden to listen to him, v'chein b'shar kol mitzvos, and so too regarding all the other mitzvos. So yes, we must revere our father and our mother, and we must honor our father and our mother. However, it only goes so far. When they tell you to transgress the Shabbos, so I don't know, your father tells you, you know, it's cold outside and something happened with the heat, and your father tells you, you know, light the fire in the fireplace because it's cold on Shabbos, go gather wood outside, you know, chop the wood from the tree and then carry it inside, and now strike the match and light the fire, al tishmala, you're not allowed to listen to him, it is forbidden. So we see that Shabbos and listening to the Ribono Shel Olam and Kavod and Mora for our father in Shemayim takes precedence over our parents down here in this world. So as long as the parent tells you to go in the ways of the Torah, then of course you must listen to your parent and you must honor and revere your parent. But once the parent tells you to be Mechal al Shabbos V'Hashem Sosei Tishmu, so then it is forbidden to listen. And Rashi says, V'chein B'shar Kol Mitzvos, so too with all other mitzvos. Okay, I just want to see that I have a sheer dedication, okay? I have a sheer dedication with the gracious permission of our hostess and sponsor, who the reason I don't announce is not because I'm not grateful. She has specifically asked me that she would like to remain anonymous. So I don't want anyone to think that I don't have a karsa tov chas v'shalom. I've been asked not to specifically announce the name. Okay, but I would like to dedicate this year with her gracious permission to the Aliyah Neshama and Zechira Neshama of my husband's grandmother. The yahrzeit is actually today. My mother-in-law's mother's yahrzeit is today. She was a Holocaust survivor. And like so many Holocaust survivors, she went on to rebuild her life. And she had banim uvneivanim. My children were zocheh to know their great-grandmother for many years. Hei Iyar is the yahrzeit of Rivka Bas Menachem Mendel Halevi. My kids and our family knew her as Bibi Rivka. And we were very zocher. She lived in Toronto. I'm from Toronto, and she lived in Toronto. So out of much of the family, my children were zocher to see her and know her the most, as we often traveled to Toronto to see my parents, who yamim tovim. So Baruch Hashem, they really knew Babi Rivka. So may the neshama of Rivka Bas Menachem Mendel Halevi, Alaha Hashem, merit a zechira and aliyah l'tova in this chus of the Torah that we will share this morning. Okay. So what I want to do is quote Rav Shamsher and follow Hirsch, his commentary to Ish Imo V'Aviv Tiro V'Eshab Sosai Tishmeru. So Rav Shamsher and follow Hirsch says, Shabbos is employed here as an example of the entire Torah. But it's significant, became B'Shar Kol Mitzvahs. You can't listen to your parent who tells you to transgress any of the mitzvahs. Your parent says, talk Lashon Hara, you can't. Your parent says, steal, you can't. Your parent says, do Arayos, you can't. Your parent says, I don't know, you get the idea. Don't eat matzah on Pesach and eat a real bagel on Lil HaSeder. So Al Tishma, you can't do this. But it's very significant that when the Torah teaches you that listening to the Ribbono Shel Olam comes before listening to your parents, it doesn't choose any example. It could say, if your parent tells you not to fulfill Lel HaSeder, don't listen to him, and came B'Kshar Kol Mitzvot. But no, the Torah Davka chooses Shabbos as the mitzvah that you are not allowed to transgress if your parent tells you to transgress. So Rav Shamsher Falher says, Shabbos is employed here as an example of the entire Torah. For Shabbos is the source and basis of the whole Jewish mission. Rav Shur says, why does Hashem choose Shabbos as the example of the mitzvah that you cannot listen if your parent tells you to transgress? And from there you learn about the whole Torah. Why doesn't the Torah choose a different mitzvah and say from here we learn about the whole Torah? So Rav Hirsch says, quote, Shabbos is the source and basis of the whole Jewish mission. It is the source of our mission and it is the basis of our mission. It is, quote, an everlasting sign of the dominion of God's will. Shabbos is an everlasting sign of the dominion of God's will over all of our activities in the natural and social sphere. So Shabbos comes to remind us of the source of our mission. You know, think of the river, the source. All the tributaries flow from the river. It is also the basis, the foundation of our entire mission. And it reminds us that God has dominion over everything, over all of our activities in the natural and social sphere. And what is the connection? He brings such a beautiful, first she brings the most beautiful connection between a child's relationship with his parents, Ishi Muva Aviv Tirao, and Shabbos. When a Jewish child sees his parents keeping Shabbos, he says, what's the connection? Why does it say Ishi Mova Aviv Tirao? And the very next statement is, Vashab Sosei Tishmu. What's the connection? When a Jewish child sees his parents keeping Shabbos, from their example, he learns to place his world at God's feet. It's through the parents keeping Shabbos, Vashab Sosei Tishmu, that a child learns to revere his father and his mother. And through learning to revere his father and a mother, he learns to revere the Malach Malachim Lachim, the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a Jewish child sees his parents keeping Shabbos, from that example, he learns to place his world at God's feet. They asked of Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, it's in his biography, which we have. They asked of Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, how did you teach your children to make brachos? He said, I didn't teach my children to make brachos. My rabbitin and I made brachos before we ate, so the children learned to make brachos. How do you teach your child about the beauty of Shabbos, about the halachos of Shabbos, about excitement of Shabbos, about preparing for Shabbos? It's not the speech you're going to give them. It's when they see you, Ishimo V'Aviv Tiro, V'Eshab Sosei Tishmu, when they see the Aviv and Imo, Tishmu as Shabbos, Hahava Shabbos, Rizos for Shabbos, Hachana the Shabbos, then of course they will revere Shabbos. Of course they won't transgress the Shabbos. Of course they will revere you, and ultimately the Ribbono Shel Olam. Obedience of parents, says Rav Shamsher and followers, leads to obedience of God. Kibbur Ava'im is a living Shabbos for the children. They learn to revere you, respect you, and ultimately respect and revere the Ribbono Shel Olam, Avinu Malkeinu, when they see you keeping Shabbos. And Shabbos is a father and mother to all. Both Shabbos and Mora Horim educate the Jew to God. Through Shabbos, through our parents' Shabbos, we learn to revere the Almighty. And through respecting and revering our parents, we learn to revere the Almighty. Rav Shamsher Falher Hirsch points out that in the Torah, this pasuk, Ishimovi Aviv Tira'u, the Eshab Sosai Tishmu, it's in the Lashon Rabbim, Ish Imo V'Aviv Tira'u, as a group, the many, you shall all revere your father and mother. The Eshab Sosai Tishmu also, it doesn't say, says Rav Hirsch, Tira and Tishmur. It doesn't say Ish Imo V'Aviv Tira, the Eshab Sosai Tishmur, that would be the Lashon Yachid. Rather, it says in the plural, Ish Imo V'Aviv Tira'u, you as a group shall revere. The Eshab Sosai Tishmu, Where am I up to in reverse? Yes. Here, the Torah does not say Tira and Tishmer in the singular. In the Ten Commandments, as Rosh Hashem follows, it's in the singular. Kabeir as avicha ve'esimecha. Zachar is a Meshavis akadjo. Here, however, Tira'u and Tishmeru. You shall all revere. You shall all guard the Sabbath. Why? Not only are individuals required to fulfill these two fundamentals of Jewish morality. He calls Kibbud Amora Horim and Shmir Shabbos fundamentals of Jewish morality. Rather, Kibbud Av Va'im and Shabbos are to leave their imprint on the whole Jewish national character. It is a command to the Rabbim, not the Yachid, because they are the fundamentals of Jewish morality and they must leave their imprint on the whole Jewish national character. Because of them, because of Mora and Kibbud Horim, and because of Shabbos, God becomes our God. Through them, our homage to God is made manifest. They are the two pillars of holiness of Jewish life. Listen to Rav Shlomo Shaul Feld Hirsch is saying, Shabbos and Mora Horim are the two fundamentals of Jewish morality. It is the source and basis for our entire Jewish mission. Shabbos is an everlasting sign of the dominion of God over all of activities. They are the two pillars of holiness of Jewish life, which explains why Parshas Kedoshim begins with these two mitzvos. Parshas Kedoshim has a lot of very important things to tell us. Don't put a stumbling block before a blind person. Don't curse a deaf person. Don't steal. Don't cheat. Judge other favorably. Don't take revenge. Don't bear grudge. Love your fellow like you love yourself. Love the convert. Rise before the elderly. Leave a corner of the field for the poor. You shall love the convert. Did I say that already? Love the convert is separate from love your fellow like you love yourself. You shall be honest. You shall be righteous in judgment. It has a lot of important things to tell us. But what does it begin with? Yira Horim and Shmiras Shabbos, because these are the two pillars of holiness, okay? Imagine at the entranceway to a grand home, there's two pillars. It tells you the stateliness of the home. The two pillars over our homes are Mora Horim and Kibbud Horim, and Shmiras Shabbos. As long as these pillars are in place, says Rav Shlomo Shaul Feld Hirsch, there is basis for our relationship to God. Remember, he says that Shabbos is the source of our mission and the basis for our mission. So you want to build a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam? Wonderful. You want to bring Kedusha into your home? Wonderful. You want to fulfill the dictum of being a holy nation? Amazing. You know what you need to have? Shabbos. As long as this pillar is in place, Shabbos, then there's a basis for our relationship to God. And how do our children learn to revere us? Through seeing our Shmir Shabbos. How do they learn to appreciate Shabbos? Through seeing our Shmir Shabbos. And therefore the Pasuk ends with, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, says Rav Hirsch, Ish Imo V'Aviv Tirau, the Ashab Sosai Tishmu, we spoke about the Lashon Rabim and not Lashon Yachid. And how does the Pasuk end? Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Why? Because only through revering our parents as a national mission, only through the appreciation of Shabbos as a national goal will we come to appreciate Ani Hashem Elokeichem. By the way, it's also in the Lashon Rabim. It's in the plural. If all of us revere our parents, and if all of us understand the mission of Shmir Shabbos, then as a nation, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, God will be truly our God. Experience teaches us, listen to his last sentence, experience teaches us that when one of these two pillars fall, the other falls as well. So he's saying that Mora Horim is interdependent with Shmir Shabbos. And think of the home on Shabbos. It's when a child shows reverence and respect for his father. They go together. They're not mutually exclusive. Ish Imo V'Aviv Tirah works in tandem with Ashab Sosai Tishmu. The child should be helping to get ready for Shabbos. The child should be involved at the Shabbos table. The child should help the parents set the table, clear off the table, serve the table. They go together. Rav Shlomo Shaul Feld Hirsch says, if one of these, this is Rav Hirsch's commentary too, if one of these two pillars falls, either reverence and respect for parents or Shmir Shabbos, quote, experience teaches us the other falls as well. So you see how interdependent Shabbos is upon the experience and the attitude and the behavior of parents when it comes to keeping Shabbos. Through Shabbos, the child learns to revere his parents. Through revering his parents, he learns to love Shabbos. Through both Shabbos and revering parents, we learn about the dominion of God over all of our activities in the national, social, moral sphere, and these become the pillars of Am Yisrael's Kedusha. What a beautiful piece by your verse. Well, so that's on Parshas Kedoshim, okay, which happens to be the Parsha this week in Chutzarts, but it doesn't matter, it's relevant for always, whether it's a Parshas HaShavua, which it happens to be, or not, but an unbelievably important and beautiful piece. The way we keep Shabbos, the way we revere Shabbos, teaches our children so much about how they should keep and they should revere not only Shabbos, but the Ribono Shel Olam. With that as our introduction to Shir, let us continue with Rav Shimshon Pinchas in his Sefer. So we are learning, for your reference, why do I keep moving my computer? I'm sorry. Nefesh Shimshon Shabbos Kodesh, making the most of Shabbos. If you do not have the Sefer at home, don't worry, I read everything and expound upon it. If you do have the Sefer at home, we are on page 53 in the middle of the page. Okay? What we are speaking about, for those who remember before break, what we are speaking about is that Shabbos is a bridge into Olam Haba. There are certain things in this world that serve as a bridge to Kedusha, if you remember. So we said that the Beis HaMikdash is a bridge between earth and heaven. And he's going to continue to develop that in the coming paragraphs. And Shabbos too is a bridge between one world and the next world. Like we say, Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Shabbos is from a different realm, a different existence. So you take your most base, gosh, mystic existence, and it takes you into another realm. Okay, Shabbos is the link. So we're really on the second paragraph in the middle of the page, but we'll go back one paragraph since we haven't learned for a month. Shabbos is the link. Shabbos Kodesh as well links our ordinary physical world with the world of Kedusha in heaven. If you want to know how to get to Kedusha, it's the gift of Shabbos. Shabbos is called our lifeline. It is our connection to Hashem. Just like a baby must be attached by the umbilical cord to the mother when it is in utero to receive sustenance and life from the mother, we must be attached to Shabbos. It is called our lifeline. It is our very connection to Hashem. And through it comes all blessing. All blessing comes through Shabbos. Anyone severed from Shabbos is, in effect, severed from Hashem. Because Shabbos is the link between us and the Ribono Shel Olam. So if you want to keep your connection to God, you must have the observance of Shabbos. And perhaps that's why Parshas Kedoshim, with so many important mitzvahs, it's going to talk about not doing Avodah Zarah as well, and then in Perachof, forbidden relationships, but everything rests on Shabbos. If you want a connection to God, if you want the link between you and Kedusha in heaven, mamish, that's what Pinchas says. Kedusha in heaven is Shabbos. So Parshas Kedoshim begins with Ashabsosai Tishmu. It's a link to everything Kadosh. Regarding the creation of the earth, I'm continuing. This is new. We didn't cover this last time. Regarding the creation of earth, it is written, and he quotes right from the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. How does Bereishis begin? Bereishis bar Elokim Esa Shemayim ve'Esa Aretz. That's Perak Av Pasuk Av. And then Va'aretz Haisa. This is the pasuk he quotes. Va'aretz Haisa Tohu V'Vohu. The Choshech al Pnei Tam, he quotes it in English. If you're looking in your Sefer in our English edition, I'm just quoting you the Lashon HaKodesh of Torah. Okay, the pasuk says, "V'haaretz ha'isa sohu v'vohu." There was chaos and void and confusion. The Choshech al Pnei Tam, darkness over the surface of the deep. V'ruach Elokim rachafes al Pnei Hamayim, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the water. This description tells us about the nature of our world. What is the nature of our world, says Rav Pinchas? It is tohu v'vohu. It is choshech al pnei tohom. On its own, this world is a place of darkness. It is an infinite abyss into which a person can constantly fall. Remember, Pasuk Gimel is vayomer l'kim hi or vayhi or. Once Hashem introduced the light of Torah, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, says the Pasuk in Bishlei, only once Hashem created or, which is light of Torah. How do we know it's not the light of Shemai, of Shemesh v'yareach? Because not till the fourth day did Hashem create the ma'oros berakia Shemayim. So listen to what I'm saying. Gracious Belkim is Shemayim v'esa arts. Perak al Pasuk Av. Okay, that's the introduction. You're about to read of the count of creation. Pasuk Beis tells you that the world is exceedingly dark. And there's a big void. There's like a huge black hole. Choshech al pnei tohom. Tohu v'vohu. There's nothing. Pasuk Gimel tells you what's the first thing Hashem created. Vayomer Elokim mihi or vayhi or. The first thing God created is light. Vayar Elokim es or ki tov. Hashem saw the light, that it was good. Okay. Vayavda Elokim ben or ben choshech. So this is now talking about the sun. It's not that Hashem created the sun so the world was filled with light, because that doesn't come till day four of creation. So then what is this light that Hashem created? He introduced Torah into our world. The Torah preceded the world. The most famous, I think, teaching of the whole Zohar is Yistakel Bar Reis over our Alma. But Torah was introduced to our world right at the beginning. Without the light of Torah, there can't be any world. So what comes first? Tohu v'vohu chodshech al pnei tohem. Then God said that there be aura, but we know that we're not talking about aura like turning on the light bulb, and we're not talking about aura like, okay, it's cloudy in New York today where I am, but we're not talking about the aura of the Shemesh. So what are we talking about? You know, there's a song, Mr. Mezeg Ha'avir, what is the weather? They sing it in kindergarten. It's Mr. Mezeg Ha'avir, what is the weather? Please tell me loud and clear. Is there Shemesh shining bright? Is there Geshem falling down? Does anyone else know what I'm talking about? If we have any kindergarten teachers here, they probably know. I'm not singing it because it's going online and I don't know who's going to listen and I don't have such a good voice anyway. But what did Hashem create with the ark? He introduced Torah into our world. But before Hashem created Torah, introduced Torah into this world in Pasuk Gimel, you're in Pasuk Beis. What's Pasuk Beis? A place of darkness. Pasuk Beis is an infinite abyss into which a person can constantly fall, which reminds us that if a person does not take time, I'm not talking about us on this Zoom meeting because clearly, you're taking the time. But if a person does not take the time to be involved with Torah, have that kesher with that or, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, v'yom elokim hi or, Torah or, then they fall into the abyss of tohu v'vohu, into a place of darkness where a person can constantly fall. You cannot survive this world without Torah. You could survive physically. Spiritually, a person's going to be dead. Totally dead without Torah. But certain things connect our world with heaven. Certain things take us out of the abyss and out of the darkness. And one of those, says Rav Pinkas, is the Beis HaMikdash. So one of those is Torah, clearly. The other inner mitzvah of a Torah are. So the whole foundation of everything is Torah. What else connects us and takes us out of the void and the abyss? The Beis HaMikdash. What else, which Rachman al Son today lies in ruin, so we don't have access to the Beis HaMikdash today. So how should we get out of this void? What is the link to take us from darkness to the Ribbono Shalom? Shabbos Kodesh, as Rav Pinkas. That is why someone who publicly desecrates Shabbos is equivalent to a non-Jew regarding certain halachos. Someone who publicly, like the Mekoshes Eitzim in the desert. Someone who publicly desecrates Shabbos is mamish equivalent to. No one panic and don't send me emails that, you know, the halacha is the halacha and it doesn't have to be politically correct. Shabbos is equivalent to a non-Jew regarding certain halachos. Why? Someone who publicly, and we're not talking about a tinuk shenishba, okay, which means a baby who is captured who doesn't know anything. We're talking about someone who knowingly violates the Shabbos in public. He's a mumar lahachis, he's a kofar b'tor korakulo. He knows about Shabbos, he knows it's the connection, yet he chooses to publicly desecrate. So in certain halachos, he's considered like a non-Jew. Why? Aliyah is this mundane world. When a Jew removes himself from Torah, when you remove themselves from Or, so you're stuck in Choshech, you're stuck in Tohom, you're stuck in Tohu Vavohu, you have nothing, you only have physicality. Animals also have physicality. An animal eats, we eat. An animal has a excretory system, we do. An animal has a reproductive system, we do. An animal has a respiratory system, we also do. So what do we? What do we become if we lose ourselves? Kedusha. What do we become? Only a physical being. You are only in this mundane world. You all lose all kedusha, all spirituality. You lose the link to Hashem. And this explains why Shabbos is treated so stringently. The punishment for Shabbos desecration is so severe, as mentioned. Why? Because Shabbos is our connection to life. Shabbos is our main artery. As long as a person keeps Shabbos, quote, he remains alive. As long as he has a connection to an appreciation for, a geschmack, a love for Shabbos, he remains alive. But otherwise, he's stuck in this mundane world. And what does he have? I'm quoting the Rav Chaim Kanievsky Haggadah. Yeah, I know it's not Pesach, that passed us. But in Dayenu, we say, Ilu nasan lanu esa Shabbos, v'lo kervanu lefnei Har Sinai Dayenu. Had Hashem given us the Shabbos, but he had not brought us close to Har Sinai, Dayenu would have been enough for us. By the way, that goes in chronological order. Hashem gave us Shabbos before Matan Torah even. In Parshas B'Shalach, Perek Tesvav, right at the end of Perek Tesvav, after Kriyas Yamsuf by Mara, Sham Sam Lechokum, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Chavav. In Shemos, Sham Sam Lechokum Mishpa B'Sham Nisa. So what laws did we get at Mara? So Perek Tesvav is before Perekhav. Perchav is the Aseres Adibros, Echaris Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, Veschana and Shemar Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, Kedoshim, Eshab Shalos HaTishmu. But Mara, we didn't even come to Matan Torah yet. And yet, what does Rashi say? What mitzvahs, Kohen Chazal, did we get? Para Aduma, Shabbos, and Dinin. So in fact, we got Shabbos even before Matan Torah. So it teaches you, once we left Egypt and we were formed as a nation, Hashem took us out, and we need to get Shabbos right away. So Ilun Hashem Esa Shabbos will Kervanu Lefnei Har Sinai is in chronological order. Hashem gave us Shabbos before He brought us to Har Sinai. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Haggadah. Why do we mention the gift of Shabbos separately from the gift of Torah? The Torah includes all mitzvahs, including Shabbos. So isn't it, we don't single out mitzvahs in Dayenu, right? We don't say, Ilun Hasan Lanu as Arba Minim, Ilun Hasan Lanu as HaTorah Dayenu. Ilun Hasan Lanu as, I don't know, any of the other mitzvahs, Tzedakah, Ilun Hasan Lanu as HaTorah Dayenu. But why do we single out Shabbos? Isn't it a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs? Says Rav Chaim, the Torah includes all mitzvahs, including Shabbos. So why do we single it out? Because Shabbos is unique. Shabbos is unique from all the other mitzvahs in that it dates back to the very creation of the world. The whole world was created, and Vayal Kimes Kol Asa Vehinei Tov Meod, Perek Al Pasuk Lamed Alpha Bereishis. But why was Shabbos missing? Vayhi Erev Vayhi Boker Yom HaShishi, that's end of Perek Al Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayechul HaShemayim Varetz V'chol Tzva'am. Everything was finished. The heavens and the earth and all of his hosts were finished. Finished. So what was missing? So he finished. What happened? What was the world missing? Everything was created. It was missing Shabbos Kodesh. It was missing the lifeline of the world. Shabbos is unique because it dates back to the very creation of the world. Hashem observed Shabbos by resting on the seventh day, which is the pasuk I just quoted to you. This gift is so special that even had we only been given Shabbos, it would have sufficed for us. Imagine, we would have given all the other mitzvahs. Shabbos is so unique. Reminds us that Hashem sees creating a rest on the seventh day. If we would only be given Shabbos, quo, dayenu, it would have sufficed for us. In addition, Shabbos is special because it is truly a gift. With regard to the other mitzvahs, we must... Oh, this is very interesting. Rav Chaim teaches something very interesting, a beautiful chedesh. How is Shabbos unique? When it comes to all the other mitzvahs, you have to perform something to have a benefit and a connection to the mitzvah. So what does that mean? In order to benefit from Arba Minim, you have to take the Arba Minim. In order for a man to benefit from the mitzvah of tefillin, so you have to lay the tefillin. In order to benefit from the mitzvah of mezuzah, you have to put up a mezuzah. In order to benefit from Taras HaMishpacha, you have to go to the mikvah and carry Zayin Nikiyim, not in that order. In order to benefit from Kashrus, you can't eat Chazer Treif, and you have to eat the kosher birds. In order to benefit from all other mitzvos, you have to perform an action in order to have connection to the mitzvah. So Rav Chaim's example is, for example, if a person does not lay tefillin, he has no connection to the mitzvah of tefillin. You're not going to have a connection to tefillin if you don't lay tefillin. However, with regard to Shabbos, a Jew actually doesn't have to do anything. The holiness of Shabbos descends upon us automatically each and every week. That is a tremendous matana. Even before, now of course we have to do things to be mechabe Shabbos, to have oneg Shabbos, to have kavod Shabbos, but it's automatic that the Kedusha, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadav Kal Shavracha, who is just nifter on Shushan Purim, Tavshin Pei Beis. Of course, a Jew is required to observe all mitzvos, but the holiness of Shabbos affects him regardless. So a Jew is automatically affected by the Kedusha of Shabbos. Now, you have to have separate clothing for Shabbos, you have to have special food for Shabbos, you have to know how to prepare it on Shabbos, but automatically, so the Kedusha of Tefillin does not descend on a person who does not put on Tefillin, unfortunately. The Kedusha of Lulav and Esrog does not descend upon a person who does not take Lulav and Esrog. The Kedusha of Achilas Matzah does not descend on a person who does not eat Matzah. The Kedusha of Shabbos automatically descends upon every single Jew. And maybe that's why also the Shabbos like Tishmeru in the plural to teach you that the Kedusha of Shabbos affects every single Jew. Daber al kol adas k'mnei Yisrael martam kedoshim tiyu ki kadoshin Yashem echeichem. These mitzvahs affect all Jews. But what's the beginning? Shmira Shabbos. And you should know, says Rav Chaim, that the gift of Shabbos is so unique because every seventh day, you are affected by the Kedusha of Shabbos. Now, hopefully you use that as an impetus to grow and to change. A person involved in Jewish outreach asked Rav Chaim, when helping irreligious Jews to begin to keep the mitzvos, which mitzvah should have first priority? So in other words, someone wants to be a chozer b'teshuva. So they come and they're looking for direction. What should we do first? Should we do tznius first? What did amazing when Ami told Rush in Madrash, Rush Rabbah, when Rush wants to convert. So I don't have it in front of me because I didn't think of it till I'm talking now. So what did Ami tell her? She didn't tell her about Taras HaMishpacha Yom Kippur. She told her we can't go to their theaters, we can't go to their stadiums. So Rush said, good, I want to do that. I'm ready. Rav Chaim said, when someone comes and they want to start to be a chozer b'teshuvah, so what should we tell them? There's a lot of mitzvahs that they have to know about. Rav Chaim said, if possible, one should begin by observing Shabbos. The Torah assigns the strictest punishment for Shabbos violation, death by stoning, skila, the makoshes etim. The reason I said makalos goes up in Parshas Emor this week, and Emor has the makala right at the end, Perach of Dala. So what do we do with the makoshes? He is stoned, but they weren't sure what to do with him. They put him in the mishmar. We're not sure what to do with him. But the Torah assigns the strictest punishment for Shabbos violation, which is skila, which shows the importance of observing Shabbos properly and the special place it has in Judaism. Similarly, a person came to Rav Chaim, and he said he was very busy. He only had a small amount of time each day to learn halacha. What halacha should he learn? Rav Chaim said he should study Hilchos Shabbos. Since violating Shabbos incurs a very strict punishment, it is imperative that everyone know its laws properly to avoid unintentional violation. So we see that Shabbos is truly a unique gift. It is not like the other mitzvos, and therefore it's singled out in Dayenu, says Rav Chaim, because Shabbos will give us Kedusha without you even doing anything. The Kedusha of Shabbos comes to you. Hashem gives you such a matana. He says, use this Kedusha to help yourself grow. Use this Kedusha to enhance your Shmir Shabbos. But you're automatically bestowed with the Kedusha of Shabbos before you even do anything. All the other mitzvahs, you're not going to be purified by the waters of mikvah if you don't go to mikvah. You could think about mikvah all you want, but you have to go into the mikvah to be purified by the water, to access the Kedusha of Taras HaMishpacha. When it comes to Shabbos, it's automatically granted to you. Let's go back to Shimshon Pinchas. Okay? Shabbos is the main artery. Shabbos is our connection to life. I'm towards the bottom of page 53 in the Sefer. As long as a person keeps Shabbos intact, he remains alive. All the other mitzvahs we do, says the Sefer of Pinchas. 1 minute, excuse me, please. Excuse me, I'm sorry. All the other mitzvahs we do, tzitzis, tefillin, are done in Olam Hazar. They're done in this world. Shabbos, however, is an aspect of Olam Haba. So with all the other mitzvahs, you remain in this world. With Shabbos, you are taken to a new realm. We don't say that tzitzis is me'in Olam Haba, and you don't say tefillin is me'in Olam Haba. It's a mitzvah, it's beautiful, but it's not me'in Olam Haba. Only Shabbos is unique because Shabbos is me'in Olam Haba. Says Rav Pinchas, Shabbos, however, has an aspect of Olam Haba. By way of comparison, when a person entered the Beis HaMikdash, he was automatically, I'm in the top of page 54. By way of comparison, excuse me, when a person entered the Beis HaMikdash, he was automatically enveloped in Kedusha. And you enter Shabbos, you're automatically enveloped in Kedusha. When he ate, he was eating from the table of Hashem. He's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. All his actions were a form of avoda. And so it is on Shabbos. So there's a big comparison between the Kedusha of Mikdash, Beis HaMikdash, the house of holy. Mikdash, the house of Kedusha. And when a person entered the Beis HaMikdash, he was automatically enveloped in Kedusha. When he ate, he was eating from the table of Hashem. All of his actions in the holy Beis HaMikdash, house of holy, were a form of avoda. And so too it is with Shabbos. So not only is there a connection in Kedoshim, like we saw, between revering one's father and mother and keeping Shabbos, either in the beautiful piece of Rav Shamsha Fal Hirsch, but there's also in multiple places in the Torah a connection between Shabbos and Mikdash. So Pinchas is explaining that it's not an accident that there is a connection between Mikdash and Shabbos, because just like Shabbos has automatic Kedusha, so too the Beis HaMikdash has automatic Kedusha. Just like you benefit by entering Shabbos from Shabbos before you even did anything else, just by entering Shabbos, so too you benefit from entering the Beis HaMikdash before you do anything else. I'm now quoting from Parsha Parables, which is Rav Mordechai Kamenetsky from the Vashiva Vishiva of Sal Shur, his farm, on the Parsha. This is actually from Parsha's Vayakel, as in Vayakel Pekude, back in Shemos. But it has to do with the connection between Shabbos and Mikdash, or Shabbos and Mishkan, which is exactly what Pinchas is speaking about. Okay? So Rav Mordechai Kamenetsky writes, after 3 weeks of of Torah portions concerning the design of the Mishkan, Truma, Tetzav, and the beginning of Kitisa, all instructions for building the Mishkan. We come to Parshas Vayakha, and this week's Torah portion, I'm quoting from Parshas Perabas, I know it's not this week, okay, it's Parshas Vayakha. This Torah portion moves from theory to application, because after Truma, Tetzav, and the beginning of Kitisa, where it's all Mishkan in theory, now we come to Mishkan and application. We're going to actually start to build this Mikdash for Hashem. Vasuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. That's how the whole Shemos Chav Hei Ches, that's how the whole command to build the Mishkan was introduced. Vasuli Mikdash. So now we come to the actual building. Moshe charged the artisans, the weavers, the goldsmiths, the silversmiths with the very difficult task of constructing the edifice that was the focal point of spirituality during their 40-year sojourn in the desert. However, the opening verses of the command to build Mishkan / Mikdash are somewhat strange. Let us look together at the opening verses. It is in Parsha Shmos. Okay. What are the opening verses? Here we go. Vayakom Moshe es kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Oh my gosh, that's really interesting. Holy cow. Oh, wow. 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 Parshas Kedoshim, which is how we began Shir. Listen carefully. I showed you the verses on the screen before. Wait, could you see it? Could you see I'm in Vayakha? Yeah, okay. Parshas Kedoshim, which is where we began Shir, which begins by introducing a Shabbos, which is Kodav Shem Sheval Hirsh, begins as follows. Daber Shem Moshe Leimor, Daber El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Wow, wow, this is... This is amazing. Parshas Kedoshim, which introduces Shabbos right away, begins with the words, listen, Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. As Shabso say tishmu. What does it mean, kol adas b'nei Yisrael? So Rashi says to Parshas Kedoshim, Milamet shenemer Parshas u'behakel. Oh my gosh, one second. I want you to understand what I'm talking about, okay? I want to you to understand what I'm talking about. I realized something, obviously, as I was talking about. I never recognized before. This is extremely interesting. Pay attention. I'm going back to Parshas Kedoshim, which is where we started Shir. Okay? Okay. Look. Can you say in Vayikra Perikates Parshas Kedoshim? Yeah, thank you. Okay, look. How does Parshas Kedoshim begin? And the first two mitzvahs of Parshas Kedoshim are revering your parents and Shmir Shabbos. And we already spoke about the connection. Shabbos is the pillar. Shabbos is the source. Shabbos reminds us Hashem is in charge and He is God's will is has dominion over everything we do. So look carefully at Parshas Kedoshim. Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Speak to the entire assembly of the children of Israel. Look, Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. And what are you going to tell them? As Shabso say tishmu. But Rashi clarifies, why does it say kol adas b'nei Yisrael? Milamed shenemer parshazu bahakel. I didn't show this to you before. This parsha of Kedoshim is so important. It was said at Hakel. Hakel is when the entire assembly of Israel was gathered. Men, women, and children. Everyone has to hear. Hakel. Hakel is kol adas b'nei Yisrael. La'amar tzalem. As Shabso say tishmu. Look again. Look at the pasuk. Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael, es shabso se tishmu. What does it mean, el kol adas b'nei Yisrael? Hakel, says Rashi. Ne'eman parsha zuba hakel. The pasuk is really saying, hakel es kol adas b'nei Yisrael, v'amart aleyem, es shabso se tishmu. It's as if the pasuk is saying, hakel es kol adas b'nei Yisrael, v'amart aleyem, es shabso se tishmu. What struck me as unbelievable when I went to Parshas Vayakha. Vayakha Moshe es kol adas b'nei Yisrael. The mamish, the lashon is exactly the same. Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael is in Vayakal. Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael is in Kedoshim. Both of them are said by Hakel. Vayakal Moshe is called Adas B'nai Yisrael. In Kedoshim, Hakel is called Adas B'nai Yisrael. And what is the very next thing in both parshios we are told about? Shabbos. Vayakal and Kedoshim. Both are said a gathering of the entire assembly of Israel, and both begin by introducing the command of Shabbos. Wow, Vayakal and Kedoshim complement each other in stressing how fundamental Shabbos is, because in both of these parshios, wow, it's said at Hakel, Vayakal Moshe is called Adas B'nei Yisrael, Sheishos Yomim, Teaseh Melacha, Parshios Kedoshim, Hakel is called Adas B'nei Yisrael, V'amarte Elem, as Shabbos Osei Tishmeru. How fundamental is Shabbos? It must be said, proof from Vayakal and proof from Kedoshim, it must be said at a gathering of the entire assembly. No one is exempt from Shabbos. No one cannot hear about Shabbos. No one can say it doesn't apply to me. When it comes to Taras HaMishpacha, there's a whole segment of Klal Yisrael. It's a mitzvah of the woman to bring the Taras HaMishpacha into her home. She counts as Zayin Hakim. She goes to the mikvah. When it comes to tzitzis and tefillah, it's a mitzvah on the man. Then there's a mitzvah for kings. Then there are some mitzvahs that apply only to Kohanim. Then there are some mitzvahs that apply only to Leviim. Then there's some mitzvahs that apply only to elders and not to minors. When it comes to Shabbos, Vayakal Moshe is kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Vayomer sheishos yomim teaseh melacha. When it comes to Parshas Kedoshim, Hakel is kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. V'amarta es Shabbos tishmeru. Who does Shabbos apply to? Everybody. Who must put the pillar of Shabbos up to the entrance of their home? The entire nation. The men, the women, the children, the Leviim, the Kohanim, the kings, everybody. Wow. Vayakal Moshe, wow, mamish wow. I never literally saw that connection before. Look at Parshas Vayakal. Vayakal Moshe is called Adas B'nei Yisrael, Sheishos Yomim Teaseh Melacha. Usually we're told, Vayomer Shem al Moshe, Daber al B'nei Yisrael. By Shabbos, it's specifically, everywhere in the Torah is very significant. Call Adas B'nei Yisrael. I just have something else. Oh my gosh, it's getting better and better. Once again, whoa, look at this. Vayakal Moshe is called Adas B'nei Yisrael, Vayomer Elem, Sheishos Yomim Teaseh Melacha. Moshe called a gathering of the entire assembly of the children of Israel. And he says, for 6 days you should work, U'bayom HaShvi'i Yalacham Kodesh, Shabbat Shabbaton Hashem. You can work for 6 days, but on the seventh day, it is a day of holiness. It is a Sabbath of Sabbaths for God. Anyone who does work will die. Do not kindle a fire in all your dwelling places on the Sabbath day. And in Parshas Kedoshim, which is the Parsha in Chutz La'aretz, Daber al kol Adas B'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem es Shabbos tishmeru. But we already saw Rashi. Rashi says, Nemer Parsha zu b'hakel, both Vayakel and Kedoshim are said at Vayakel, and it applies to kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. And what is introduced? Shabbos. So what did I think of that? I said I thought of something else. You know, I try and focus very much on letters, words, and shorashim, and lashon hakodesh. Adas b'nei Yisrael. Woo! That's the first two letters of Adas. Aid. Witness. Testimony. When it comes to the Beis Din, so women can't be aidim, and kings can't give testimony. It's men. Men can be the aid. But when it comes to Shabbos, so if two women come and they say, we saw the new moon, we say, that's very nice. But if your husband saw the new moon, they could come. You can't give testimony. We don't accept testimony. We don't accept from a woman. We don't accept from a minor. We don't accept from kings. They're very important. All these categories of Jews are very important, but you can't be Adam. But when it comes to Shabbos, which is said at Hakel, which we now have proof from, wow. Shemos Paragram Mehe Vayakal Moshe as Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, which we have proof from Kedoshim, Daberel Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, Nemer Parshazu Behakel, and both Parshas introduce Shabbos. Sheishos Yomim Teaseh Melacha, says Parshas Vayakal, Uvayom HaShvi Shabbat Shabbaton. What does Parshas Kedoshim say? What do you want to know what it means to be holy? As Shabbos say Tishmu. Who has to hear this? Every single member of Klal Yisrael. It doesn't only apply to the men. It doesn't only apply to the women. It doesn't only apply to Chinuch HaBanim. It doesn't only apply to the senior citizens. It doesn't only apply to the kings. Not only the Leviim. Not only the Kohanim. Every single member of Klal Yisrael. Yeshishim Rubu Yosos the Torah Yisrael. Every single member of Klal Yisrael has to hear. And then what I noticed is Adas B'nei Yisrael. When the whole assembly of Israel is gathered together, we form an aid, a witness. We bear testimony. to the fact that Shabbos is the testimony over our homes to the omnipotency of the Ribono Sha'olam. It is His dominion. It is His will that will be done. How do we bear testimony? By gathering together as called Adas. You know, you can prepare for a shiur, and I have a lot of Sfarim in front of me, and I didn't even get to Rav Mordechai Kamenetsky, and we quoted Rav Shem Shem Varosh, and we quoted Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and we quoted Rashi, and we quoted Rav Pinkas, and I was about to quote Rav Mordechai Kamenetsky, and I go to the screen, and I see it just jumps out at me. How did we begin shiur? By Yaakov Moshe has called us Pnei Shoh, Parshas Kedoshim, Kedoshim to you, V'Hashem Sosei Tishkru. And then I opened up to quote from Mordechai Kamenetsky. Why? Because Rav Pinkas talks about the connection between Shabbos and Mishkan. Where is there a connection between Shabbos and Mikdash slash Mishkan and Parshas Vayakal? So we put Parshas Vayakal on the screen. And Mamish, the Lashon's the exact same. Vayakal Moshe is called Adas B'nei Israel. It has to be said to everybody, the entire assembly, because Shabbos is an aid. And we bear Eidos. Adas is Eidos. Oh my gosh, it's Mamish, the word Eidos. Forget the first two letters. Adas is Eidos. Who can bear Eidos to Shabbos? When you want to come to Beis Din, only men can bear Eidos. They're valid witnesses. Don't be insulted as a woman. Children also can't, and kings also can't. And kings are very important, but that's halacha. I already told you before, the Torah doesn't need to be politically correct. But when it comes to Shabbos, who bears Eidos? That Hashem is the creator. He created in 6 days and rested on the seventh. That Shabbos is a sign over my home. Osi binu v'nechem. Who can bear Eidos? Who can be the witness? Who can give testimony? Call Adas B'nei Yisrael. Every member of Klal Yisrael can be an aid. That Shabbos is the pillar, the foundation, the basis and source of Kedusha for Klal Yisrael, and it is the springboard for our relationship with Hashem, and that's why it's Me'in Olam Haba. And why do you have to be said at a hakel of Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael? Gather everyone, because everyone is a witness. Call Adas B'nei Yisrael, call aid, but B'nei Yisrael will bear testimony. V'yom ha'shvi yelechem kodesh, Shabbat shal paton la'ashem, Parshas Vayaka. Call Adas B'nei Yisrael, Parshas Kedoshim, as Shabsosai Tishmru. Mamish Gevaldek. I thank everyone for joining this year. I thank our sponsor very, very much. I hope that the neshama of my husband's grandmother, which is Rivka Bas Menachem Mendel Halevi, can merit an aliyah and a zechira letova, and the source of the Torah that we shared today. I thank everybody for joining, and I wish you a wonderful and uplifting Shabbos Kodesh Umivarach. Thank you so much, Besoros Tovas Kol.